Phil Station on Tuba.
With you on Tuba, we got some choppy comms.
I'm Phil Station, Jack on 2. Good morning, welcome aboard Node 2, CAM 2 for Nanomax.
Good morning, Jack. We are getting that routed, and we'll let you know how our field of view looks. And Jack, I'm still back with you on 2. We would like you to move the view to be more a little closer so we can see the NWA make top-down view so we can watch the tube mixing.
All right, top-down view.
Please and thank you. And Jack, that is a perfect field of view. Thank you. Copy, okay.
Cell station, Jackson 2. I don't think I'm closing the clamp at the end of the shaking in 3.2. Just want to double check with you that I'm leaving the clamp open and restowing it.
And you have a good understanding, Jack. You are not too close to the clamp. Copy, okay.
And station, CPM 2 for a timeline.
Houston's with you on 2.
Go ahead, then.
Okay, so I finished my activities in GEM module earlier, and I was going to suggest to do the T2 exercise now, just to give some leeway in case the rest of the day doesn't go as initially planned, and especially for me assisting Jessica and LSG, but if you have any other requests instead of me doing T2 now, just let me know. I'm happy to adapt to whatever you think is best.
I think T2 sounds great. If we find anything else, we'll let you know, but getting the T2 out of the way sounds like a good idea.
Happy. So I'll do this right now. Thank you.
Houston station on 2 for storage.
Go ahead.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to hear your voice, and we even got to talk to you with a new no Capcom plan, so I hope that's fun for you. I just had a stowage question. I'm in step 117.03. I pulled it over here to the lab camera. I'm assuming you guys have it up, but I just wanted to show you and ask what you would like done with this. This is a grass restraint kit, and step 117.03 tells me to put it in a 0.5. So obviously that's not going to fit in a 0.5, and just wondered if you guys have a different thought for that item.
Do you think it would fit in a 1.0? If so, that would be our suggestion.
I try that. It's a little bit longer than 2.5, so I think it might just fit, and otherwise it can kind of be at an angle. Just depends what else is going in that bag, but I will try that and follow up if we need to do anything else. I'm just not sure what the eventual plan for this is, so if it's going to go somewhere where only a 0.5 fits, then I'll call back and we can assess that further.
Yeah, and we'll start taking a look at what else would end up in that bag with it, just to make sure if it's squeezed in, we don't give you bad instructions.
All right, thank you. Houston station on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead.
Hey, Emily, I'm just wrapping up my cargo up the block, and just one question for you guys. Chris had left the crew note last week about the fact that there's a lot of full JSBs in PMM. Just with the state of PMM right now, it's really difficult to even get into Bay 3, let alone further back. And I had to put a bunch of stuff in Bay 3 today and also Bay 2. So we were just wondering if there was any update on whether or not we could get some of those full JSBs into Cygnus. I know that Jack and Sophie will be putting some other stuff from the airlock in there, and maybe they could assess whether or not those JSBs could also fit if we have approval to stow those.
Checking.
Do have an answer. I think everyone's kind of tracking that, so who's ever working that stuff at the time could help out. Thanks so much.
Sure thing. We'll get you an update today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Scan station. Jack and Sophie on 2 for stowage.
Jack, good afternoon. With you on 2. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Sophie and I are just, we're doing some pre-planning around this airlock on stow that we're about to get into. And just want to make sure that we are all on the same page. We're putting a bunch of stuff into Cygnus, and Cygnus is pretty full. So our expectation at the end of this airlock on stow is that Cygnus is essentially going to be inaccessible because we're going to fill up essentially the entire corridor all the way down to the bottom and up. So we wanted to double check to make sure that that matched your understanding. Potentially if you had something that was going to happen in the next day or two that required us to get something on stow out of Cygnus, maybe we could do that as part of this. And then a recommendation, maybe if we don't know that, and presumably we don't quite yet, then maybe we can add some time to future on stow events out of Cygnus if we do have to get stuff out of there while the corridor is going to be packed all the way full.
Yeah, Jack, great points, great questions. Stand by, we'll get you some more words on that forward plan.
Okay, copy. We'll sit tight for a few minutes before we start the upstow.
Sounds good.
So, station on two for comment.
We're with you on two, Jessica.
Just letting you know, I configured lab cam number two on Kermit since we have one set up for our general ops today.
And that's a good config, Jessica. And I'll let you know when the field of view is good. Give us just a second to route.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on two for Jack and Sophie in stowage.
And station Jack and Sophie on two for stowage.
Okay, Jack, got you an answer. So first off, Jessica called about three full JSBs that are in PMM stowage, excuse me. There's three full JSBs in PMM that need to be put into Cygnus. Afterwards, there's a WHC JSE 5452 that can also be put into Cygnus, and we recommend having that 5452 JSB be the most accessible out of the four JSBs I just mentioned. How copy?
Okay, we copy three JSBs. I think I'll need the numbers for those because I think there's probably actually more than three that are full of TMM right now. So either we can take any full three or a specific three if you guys think that's right. And then there's a WHC JSB 5452 that should be the most accessible of all of them.
Yeah, Jack, and those three JSBs are common trash JSBs. So if you need those numbers, just let us know.
Okay, so we'll look for three common trash JSBs, and if there's more than three, we'll check in with you.
Yep, that sounds like a plan, and any common trash JSBs can go into Cygnus right now. And then, if you're ready to copy, I also have an answer about the current activity for the airlock on stow.
Okay. We can put any common JSB into the bottom of temp stow and the bottom of Cygnus for the moment. We'll make sure WHC 5452 remains accessible, and we're ready to copy additional words on the airlock on stow.
Yeah, that's a good readback, and we definitely understand your concern about Cygnus getting crowded after this upcoming activity. The one thing we did find tomorrow on Sophie's timeline later in the day, she has two quick activities for polar swaps. Those are in the starboard one location of Cygnus, which is closer to the hatch anyway. But if anything, at least give that location some accessibility to make sure that Sophie's ready to go tomorrow. And excuse me, it's a desiccant swap for the polar, not a full polar
swap. We'll appreciate that. We'll make sure the starboard one polar please are available. Okay, I think I heard you say that it's not a polar swap, but we're just getting in and out of the cruisers.
Yep, that's a good readback. And Jack, one quick clarification slash go back for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, just making sure those three trash JSBs, they can be put as far back into Cygnus as possible in the standoffs. You're not going to touch those again. So make sure that you can shove them as far back as possible and then just give us the words on the final config once you're done. And we recommend doing that first before you start the airlock activity so you have plenty of room to move around in Cygnus.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely makes sense to put them as far down and as far deep. So just so I understand, you think this will be their final location in the standoffs or we have to wait for further words on exactly which ones are allowed to go in, or we can really stuff them in, get the one strap on, and plan on not touching them again.
And yeah, Jack, good clarification there. So those three common trash JSPs, once you put them in Cygnus, you will not be touching them again. Potentially, you might touch the WHC JSP again. That's why I want you guys to leave that one as accessible as possible out of the four.
Okay. We will we'll give that a shot. We appreciate you guys rushing through and getting us answers on that stuff so we can be as effective as possible. Thanks very much.
Sounds like a plan.
Station Huntsville on 50 round 2 for Jessica. We have a good view for Kermit.
All right. Great to hear, and that setup activity is complete. So you guys are a go for your community.
And we copy.
And Station 50 round 2 for Spillage.
We're listening.
Yeah, quick question. Another question again. So with those three common trash JSPs plus the WHC one, well, maybe minus the WHC, which will be accessible, are we allowed to fill basics corridor? Because now we think that after, like, with those three JSPs, the basics corridor is going to be full. So as long as we strap them, are we allowed to fill the corridor as well?
Checking.
Please.
And Sophie, yeah, we understand. You are go to use that corridor. The only thing is we might potentially ask you to move those JSPs again just in case the CG doesn't check out at the end of the day.
Okay, good copy. And also, while you're tracking, there's a 10.0 full of foam that had initially the foam of E4D, but as also we did the fill it with some other foam and other stuff, well, mini foam. So it's 10.05044, and it's actually right now in port 6. Just wanted to know if you were tracking that.
And Sophie, thanks for that report. Our ISO team will be tracking that going forward.
Okay, thanks.
I'm still fishing on 2 for Sensa.
We're with you on 2, Jessica, and you can meet Shankini on 3 when you're ready.
Okay, copy. We'll be using 3, and I do have a stowage question, so for you or Shankini to answer. In the stowage note, it talks about a towel bag. I know there is already a towel bag in LSG, so just wondering if I need to find another one of those. I understand that the extra contingency kit and the trash bag, those will be temp stowed near Kermit, so I'll go put those there. And then it says tray bag should also be in that 5540. I didn't see anything called a tray bag, so wondering when and if we need that, and if that's something somewhere else.
And Jessica, the towel bag that's in LSD is all we need. Checking on the rest.
Okay, copy. I'll go temp stow those items, or stow those items at Kermit, and I'll be back.
Copy, and if you just want to meet Shankini on 3, I think she'll have your answer for you on the tray.
All right, sounds good. I'll meet her on 3. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for a timeline question.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, in the interest of getting ahead, I was wondering if it's okay if I do my UID encoder cleaning now.
Hey, Chris, sounds like a plan. Here we go.
Copy. Thank you. Appreciate the flexibility.
Houston, Station 252 for stowage.
Go for stowage.
Yeah, just wanted to let you know that the EVA airlock temp stow is complete, and there are quite some deltas, but we, I think, made the best decisions also with your guidance initially with the JSPs, and all of those, everything, all of the locations are written in the crew notes. So, yeah, let us know if you have questions. I think we tried to be as methodical and thorough as possible in the crew notes, but let us know if you have questions.
Hey, Sophie, thanks for that. We know it's pretty tough with all those spatial constraints there in Cygnus. We'll have the team take a look at your notes, and we'll get back to you if there's any deltas, but we really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And Station Sophie and 2 for WC flush tank fill.
we're listening. And if you're waiting for that go, just stand by one.
Copy, standing by on set 2.2.
And Sophie, you are go per step 2.2.
Well, on step 2.2, thank you.
Stand airlock on 2, welcome aboard node 1, cameras and the airlock camera.
And Jack, you got your front and center in the airlock, good view.
Airlock copies.
Station Huntsville on stage ground 2 for Sophie, we are ready for your first assist activity.
Then station ground 2, copy that, I'll do it right away.
Thank you, Sophie.
Houston, airlock on 2-4 HCM deployment, step 6.
What do you want to?
Okay, move the HCM deploy handle to the up position. Looks like the door came open about 45 degrees and the handle or the HCM came partially out, but not all the way out. You guys get a view of that on the airlock cam? Are you happy with that, or should I give another shot or what?
Jack, thanks for the heads up. If you could please perform the star block, we'll follow along.
And airlock Houston on 2 for Jack. Just a couple of more troubleshooting steps once you get a free hand.
Yeah, I'm ready to copy.
Yeah, you can help us out a little bit more on that if you open the generic procedure just by going to that link all the way on the top of the current procedure you're in. And performing steps 9 through 13.
All right, generic procedure at the top, and then steps 9 through 13 in order.
Good, Reback, and of course, while you're going through that, we'll take any and all comments or observations on why you think it's sagging.
I don't see any obvious points of friction. The handle's a little bit difficult to move all the way to the up position. The only point of contact I see is where the cover here touches the tray is the only apparent point of friction that I see. So it just seems like the spring force that opened the door just didn't get it all the way open, and the spring force trying to get the hand controller module out of there is not overcoming whatever friction is keeping the door from open all the way. My guess is as we go through this, if I just open the door a little bit, that the hand controller module will come the rest of the way out. We'll see. I'll run into steps 9 through 13 now.
Okay, copy all, and thanks for those words.
Houston Station airlock on 2. I clicked the link at the top of the procedure. I see 2.171 safer battery adapter remover installation. Step 9 is talking about routing the umbilical, and then step 10, I can't get to the power switch right now. Step 11 is about deployment verification, which I think we're in the middle of. So just confirm for me, you want me to do steps 9 through 13 of 2.171?
And Jack, just checking real quick, one sec.
No worries.
Yeah, and Jack, when you perform step 9, you'll be able to pull it out while you check the routing, and then that should give you access to the switch to perform step 10.
Okay, so kind of implied in step 9 if I'm actually going to physically open the door the rest of the way and allow the hand controller module to come out.
Yeah, we're good with you physically pulling it out in the way you described.
Houston, airlock. I'm going to point here in a second. It does appear that the two things are going on, that the cords on the front of the hand controller module and the little tab that we can tie into, we're making contact with the structure of the stowage area. And then the other thing that happened, if you can see right now that the hand controller is moving up and down as I move it, something when it was in the stowage ladder was being held down. And then as soon as it came out enough and that stopped, it popped up. So that is a centimeter or so. And that was probably the friction that was holding it in. It definitely was not the door.
Okay, Jack, thanks for the report. Copy, not the door. And you are go to proceed to through step 13 in that config.
Okay, and work. Houston airlock for hand control module deploy.
We're listening.
It appeared that the umbilical routing was incorrect in the initial configuration, that may have been what was causing the sufficient friction to keep it from coming out. As Gar saw, once I rerouted it per the video, it came out successfully the second time, and I have restored it with that umbilical in the correct configuration. Photos are on my camera. I can download them at the end of this.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for the troubleshooting. We saw the video. It looks like it's now in a good config. We will take the photos whenever once you're done. And you are go to pick up back in step 14 in the original XTP procedure.
Right. Step 14 in the XTP procedure, Mark.
Station Hunt Spawn, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. We are ready for your 1500 assist activities.
Hey, copies. That's all from Sophie and 2 for a quick question. My 1500 says parameter harvest ops 1 and SAVL 1. Just from my understanding, we're taking Trey Charlie, right?
Negative. You're just picking up Trey Bravo and the samples for cold stowage from LSG.
Oh, okay. So I understand I don't go to SAVL right now.
Correct, Sophie. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay, get it. Thank you. Station Station Sophie on 2 for WFC flush tank fuel.
Hey, Sophie. Was just about to call you. The manual fill is complete, so you're go for your terminate activity.
Great. I was going to say the same thing. The symptoms I have here say that it's complete. Thank you.
I do not see a cap in step 24 for the umbilical connector. Is cap on fixed position, or am I, is there a place I should look for this cap?
And Jack, we copied. Capcon tape is sufficient if you need it.
And from Sophie for fuel.
With you on 2.
So the bag is 75% full, and also interesting to note, I was expecting some leak as XTP'd in the procedure, but there was no leak under the door lock.
And Sophie, we copied 75% and good config. Go to continue.
Copy, thanks.
And Jack, we saw the video. Good config, good serial number.
Okay, copy. All that sounds good. I don't think there's a better option, but I just, like, the cable coming out of the right side for the hand controller, there's really nowhere else to go but right up against the foam there, and then it feeds in. But I just want to make sure there's not, like, a separate cutout or something that the hand controller cord coming out of the hand controller door is supposed to be fitting into.
Check. And, Jack, you're right. There's no special cutout for that cable, so you are in a good config.
Houston, airlock on 2 for step 14.8.
We're listening.
I'm just not sure. It says damaged portion of the launch closure lid. Obviously, it's a little bit bent here. Are you guys just looking for me to, like, Capcon tape it all the way around, or just a couple areas just to keep the lid flat shut, or what's the goal here in 14.8?
Yeah, Jack, so the goal is to just get the lid all the way shut, so whatever you need to do to get it in that config. And, Jack, Capcon tape is fine if you think that'll do the trick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going by the procedure that says use Capcon tape. I can go get some Velcro if you guys want something more secure. Kind of over to you, but it does look like Capcon tape will work.
Yeah, Jack, we definitely like the tape as the first option. So we'll go with that.
Station Hunt Swan, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and assist Deltas.
I'm still station, Sophie's ready to copy.
Sophie, so we've noticed that a couple of your activities were not in the right configuration. So for this next assist, which we are ready for, we're going to have you go ahead and pull up the 1500 activity and use parameters for harvest ops parameter 2 and Sable 1.
Okay. Harvest on parameter 2, Sable 1.
Good readback, and that's on your 1500 activity.
Okay, 1500, and just so that there is no confusion at all and we're all on the same sheet of music, It's retrieving the tray, Charlie.
Affirm, we are in harmony. And go back, tray Delta.
I understand Delta.
Eastern Airlock. Jackson 2, looks like I'm leaving this foam with serial number 1013, safer airlock deployed. For now, obviously happy to do that. Just for big picture, is it it's going home on SpaceX 34, or is it going to get stowed for a while and go home later, or what's the long-term intent for this thing?
Hey, good question. It's going to stay in the airlock for now, but it will go home on SpaceX 34.
Awesome. That's good context, and I will leave it pretty accessible then. Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
Houston Airlock on 2 in step 3 of the battery adapter installed. Serial number is 1005.
That's a good number. Thanks, Jack.
Station Huntsville on 50 Ground 2 for Sophie. We are ready for your stem cell assist at 1625.
Sophie, copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Sophie, if you are at a good break point for harvest ops, we're watching Jack in the video downlink, and I think it would be a good time for you to head over and give him a second set of hands for help.
Yeah, copy all. I'm coming right away.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Houston Station Sophie on 2 for a timeline.
Sophie, go ahead.
Since this morning I finished a bit earlier in the end, I was able to free up some time for doing my T2 earlier, and so I have an hour ahead of me for doing some extra steps. So I was going to suggest to finish the mines of stow track for Cargo Dragon ups. What do you think?
Hey, Sophie, absolutely. We will take you up on that offer for more cargo outs. And just while I have you, for you and your crewmates, right now it looks like we're delaying the MT translate by at least 30 minutes, which means that the no unisolated exercise constraint starting at 1700 will actually be pushed to the right to 1730 as of now.
Okay, I understand this. Do you want me to go see and inform our Russian colleagues? Because I think it's...
But also 30 minutes extra on the back end of what you're seeing in Optimus right now.
Okay, so just to be sure that I won't be confused, can you say the timings that you anticipate, the start and end time?
Yeah, Sophie, so right now the new time would be 1730 to 1930, and if we do anticipate any more delays, we'll be sure to give you guys a call. But right now it's 1730 to 1930, new time.
Okay, 1730 to 1930, I'll go right away inform them, and of course if there are updates, you'll tell us, and I will go and keep them posted.
Good readback, thank you. And Jack, we're not be able to zoom in as much as we'd like to, so if you can just call those down. Appreciate the effort, though.
I got PGT battery serial number 1028, and I'm going to put that into the left side, which I think is the HCM deploy side. And then I've got PGT battery serial number 1029, and that's going into the right side, and that's the side with the manual isolation valve.
We copy all. Thank you. Yeah, Houston on 2 for Jack. Want a quick clarification.
On 2.
Hey, just watching you on the video there, step 48, it wasn't clear to us that we did a 30-second pause after installing the batteries for the second battery. Just want to verify that you did, and if not, we might have to just redo that step.
Okay, I'll give that one more go. So pull one of the batteries out, count to 30, and put it back in. So what do you guys think?
Yep, and we'll do you one better. So remove both batteries, count to 60, so do a full minute, and then repeat step 48 as written.
That'll work.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew member for help with a 5-minute activity.
This is Lithia on 2.
Hey, Chris. We could use your help for 5 minutes, basically power cycling an AdLink mini PC. It's the DAN 02 PC, and it's serial number 1021. And I have a procedure when you're ready with a unique identifier when you're also ready, and a reminder that this is in the lab overhead one location. So let me know when you're ready to copy down the procedure.
Copy that. DAN 02, serial number 1021. It's an AdLink mini PC in lab overhead one, ready to copy.
Good readback. And there is an XTP procedure, 2.16.101. And you'll see in the unique identifier, it will say DAN 02. That's the procedure that you should be running off of. And just for context, it's you're basically depower cycling that AdLink mini PC.
Sounds good. I'll look up the XTP 2.16.101 with the UID of DAN 02, but yeah, I'm just power cycling it. So I'll check that, and I'll power cycle it, and let you guys know how it goes.
Great readback, and just some context. This will help Ethos get control back of the thermoamine, and then once you're done with that, I also have one more follow-up for you on the pick or on the report you had about the ball peen hammer, so you can call me back once you're done with the power cycle.
Copy that. I like Ethos being in control of things up here, so I applaud that, and I'll give you a call back right after that.
Hey, Ethos likes it, too.
Stim airlock in 2. I am in the middle of the hand controller test. It's somebody go plus Y. I've tried it a couple times, and I'm not getting any indication that it's seeing the plus Y. Still got the power switch on. No, I'm on a timer on the power switch.
And, Jack, we copy all. Looks like Chris is helping you there. Y goes in and out relative to the hand controller, so we're thinking based on this orientation to your right. It seems like you're getting there.
Houston airlock. We indeed figured it out. We were just kind of moving it in the wrong direction, and it is all working normally.
Hey, we love the teamwork.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the AdLink. I'm here at the AdLink, and I can report that I've got a solid, like, dark orange light on the right side of the connector and a blinking lighter color orange light on the left side. Just wanted to confirm you want me to do a hard power off and power cycle.
And Chris, thanks for the report and affirm. We will take you up on that hard power cycle.
And work.
Houston Station Typhoon 2 for 8 months of lucidity in Dragon Step 122.
We're listening. Go ahead.
On step 122, decimal 02, I removed the outer layer of air cushion, but we still have one layer of foam and one layer of bubble wrap, so I think the hardware is very well protected. I think that now it's no longer bulging, maybe slightly, but it's because of bubble wrap at one on one corner, and it's very easy to squish it, so it fits very well in the basement. I would give my go at this point. I think right now it's good enough for putting the straps on.
Hey, Sophie, we appreciate that detailed report, and we agree that it is in a good config. Thanks again.
Great. And I'll do some picture before and after the straps so that you can also evaluate with the pictures afterwards.
Hey, going above and beyond, we appreciate it.
Houston, Chris, I'll see that AdLink power cycle has been completed. It's powered back up, and I've got the same indications on the Ethernet as I had before. Solid dark orange light on the right and a blinking yellow light on the left.
Hey, Chris, we see it back online here on the ground, so we thank you very, very much for the help. And if you are ready, I do have one quick item about the hammer repair that you reported this morning.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Hey, real simple one. Thanks for that report. Oso thinks we're in a good config, but he would really love some pictures if you can snap a couple and get them down to us.
Sounds good. Yeah, I probably should have snapped some photos before I slapped the tape on. I can definitely give you some pictures now, but basically, I think I can give you a verbal description of the picture of what it looked like, but basically a chunk of about maybe 2 inches in length that kind of goes at a bit of an angle basically the bottom of the hammer just kind of came off. You can kind of see the metal bar in the middle of it, but the sort of about half of the, you know, sort of an angled chunk of about 2 inches in length just kind of came off the bottom, along with a couple smaller plastic flakes, which we just kind of collected and trashed. And so I just kind of stuck that back on and taped around it. I'll send some pictures down. Yeah, I think it's in a good configuration. We often will use, like, the bottom of that handle to kind of, like, tap uncooperative QDs to get them to work out. I'm imagining that's some wear and tear that's happened on this, and we can probably still tap them. We probably just need to use not quite the end of the hammer, but a little further up on the handle.
Hey, Chris, great report, and yeah, I may have misspoke. We absolutely do not need the before pictures, so don't worry about that, but yeah, we would love the after pictures of the repair, so really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Houston, airlock on 2 for safer checkout closeout.
Jack, go ahead.
Just want to double check myself here. The execute note says check out 2 safers. Obviously, we just had the one I deployed, and there's only one in the stone out, so I just want to make sure I didn't miss a second safer checkout.
Hey, good catch on the procedural error. Yep, it is just the one.
Copy, just the one, and yeah, thank you, VA, for great procedures and great figures and stuff, and the right amount of time goes slowly and meticulously through it. I appreciate it.
And Airlock Jack, with you again, just want to check that safer bag. Did you write serial number 1017 on the bag or just leave it as bag C? EVA, just double checking.
It was bag C, but it does also have the old serial number on, and I'll correct that to 1017.
Perfect. Good config once you do that.
And Chris on 2, some photos of that repair of the handle are on SSC7. And honestly, now that I'm looking at it, it looks like there was a prior issue with this hammer with the head of it as well, where there's a crack in the plastic, and it looks like it's been Kapton taped up there as well. So just figured I would pass that on.
We copy SSC7, and we see the images. Yeah, that hammer definitely has been used up there at Space Station, so appreciate all the repairs.
Got to keep Jack in line somehow.
Copy all.
Hammer ain't big enough, son.
Houston copies.
And station Sophie and 2 for cargo.
Sophie, go ahead.
So that concludes all of the steps. Still track right now and for the Dragon 34 cargo ups, and all of the pictures I had just mentioned were on SSC25 if you want to take a look.
We copy all, SSC25, thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2, checking in to see if we're ready for the XH2B activity.
Jessica, we are ready, and you can complete the hardware power down as soon as you're done with that, and you're also go for LSD work volume, so.
Hey, I'll put all those activities in work now. And Houston Station, hello, Matt Dunn.
Hey, Jessica, good to see you. Happy to be here.
Awesome to see you as well. I didn't get to speak to you since I was talking to Hunter all afternoon, so I thought I'd chime in. Hope you're having a great shift.
It's the first ISS shift for me in a while, and I'm glad to be back. Great work with you guys today.
We're very happy to have you back.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica. Earlier, I was talking to Sophie about the MT translate and the no unisolatable exercise being moved around. We are actually not going to do the MT translate today. Instead, we are just going to do the walk off to the lab to complete the testing on the SSR mesh joint. So long story short, the no unisolated exercise constraint goes away for today. Just in case you guys bump into your Russian crewmates doing the RS-EVA tool transfer or what have you, you can just let them know. But we think they're not exercising on unisolated exercise equipment right now anyway. But just want to give you guys that context of the SSRMS and MT and then also the exercise.
Thank you, Sophie, answering right now. Thanks a lot for the update. And just as a heads up, the Russian crews had finished all of their unisolated exercise when I went to see them earlier with the previous message. So we were good already, but thank you very much for the updated situation. Very good for our SA in here.
Copy all, and that's what we figured as well, so appreciate it.
Huntsville, Jackson on 2, you're welcome aboard the Columbus camera for Veggie.
We're with you, Jack. You look good, and we will be working on Space to Ground 3 today. We'll have a little bit of back and forth com.
All right, switching to the trace.
Huntsville station on 2 for LSG.
We're with you on 2.
I was just wondering, I know that I'll be back in LSG tomorrow afternoon. I'm just wondering if you want me to skip the LSG still, since we'll be taking it out again for tomorrow afternoon. I see that Sophie will be doing a Merlin procedure that's just adjacent to that. So I've stowed the foot restraints, but I don't think I need to stow the work volume. But happy to do it if you guys like, but just checking in on that.
And we're checking, Jessica.
Okay, copy, thanks. Not true. Not true at all.
And Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for equally important Jessica.
I am ready as I'm gazing across to Columbus at equally important Jack.
And you're go to leave that work volume deployed overnight. Thanks for asking.
Okay, I'll leave it deployed. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for Toolsta.
Go for Toolsta.
Two quick questions for you. First thing, so the mesh bag with IR camera batteries, which just has two LPGT batteries in it, or two PGT, is that what we're expecting, just two PGT batteries in a mesh bag that's going behind the airlock 141 storage panel? And then the second question is, I also have some wire ties. I'm just wondering, put those back in our wire tie bag, which I think is overhead somewhere.
And V copy. We're checking on both. Stand by. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Back with you. Sorry about the delay.
Chris is listening on 2.
Hey, Chris, to answer your two questions, for your first question, yes, you are correct, expecting just the two BGT batteries in a mesh bag, and that will be going in the airlock 1 stowage panel per the stow note.
Copy all.
And then for the wire ties, those can be put in a mesh bag in airlock 1, overhead 1, alpha 2.
Copy that. Airlock 1, overhead 1, alpha 2. I will put those in work in a second.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Chris, I was just about to call you to move that. You read our minds. Copy, thumbs up.
Figured you guys are so focused down there, we might as well be focused up here.
Yeah, we had it up on the big board. It was getting a little annoying to look at, so I really appreciate it.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Melfi Retrieve.
Huntsville Station, this is Jack. I'm picking it up. What can I do for you?
Hey, Jack. We're just making sure that we're in a good config for our science tomorrow, and we have that Melfi Retrieve on Jessica's timeline at 19:10. If somebody could just grab that out of Melfi so that we'll be ready for tomorrow, we'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. In work.
Thank you.
Moscow Voice, Houston Voice on Space Ground 2. How do you read me?
Houston Voice, I read loud and clear, call me.
Loud and clear, moving on to Space Ground 3.